From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President of Russia doubts U.S. commitment. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country's upholding its commitments to the Syrian ceasefire agreement, but cast doubt over the United States' commitment to the deal, saying Washington was deviating from its own call for openness. He says there's no doubt that everyone in the world understands the importance of fighting terrorists, including our American partners who are facing a difficult task. I will say frankly, of separation opposition from the terrorists. I would like us to be honest with each other, and only in this case will we be able to move toward common goals. I do not understand why certain agreements should be concealed, but of course we will not disclose the details until our American partners agree to this. Under a ceasefire agreement announced by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Geneva a week ago, hostilities should have paused on Monday to clear the way for humanitarian aid to flow unhindered into Syria. Starting next Monday, if those conditions are met, joint coordination between the United States and Russia on airstrikes is to commence against the Islamic State and Nusra Front. The United States says it will not recognize the outcome of the Russian parliamentary election slated for Russian-occupied Crimea on Sunday. State Department spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. opposition on Crimea is clear. The peninsula remains an integral part of Ukraine. Israel says its military force has shot dead a Palestinian man who had stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. This morning's violence took place at a security check in the divided city of Hebron. The violence happened one day after Israeli forces shot dead three Palestinian assailants in separate incidents in Hebron and in East Jerusalem. This is VOA News. Next week, world leaders gather in New York for their annual UN meetings. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the UN.
Across the planet, there is a staggering 65 million displaced persons. They are on the move because of conflict, natural disasters, or extreme poverty. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene a summit about their plight on Monday with the aim of addressing the root causes and agreeing a global framework on sharing responsibility for migrants and refugees.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes.
U.S. President Barack Obama will co-host a leaders' summit on Tuesday that will seek concrete commitments from governments on funding to assist refugees and expanded opportunities for them to work and go to school. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. President Obama utilized his weekly address today to cajole that branch of government with which his administration has been at fairly difficult odds through the years.
The Republicans who run this Congress aren't doing their jobs.
As the lawmakers return from vacation, he says there are top priority considerations for them, including fully funding the fight against the Zika virus, helping the victims of the recent floods in Louisiana, and ending the limbo of his Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland. And that's not all.
Passing criminal justice reform, attacking the opioids epidemic, funding Joe Biden's cancer moonshot, finishing a trans-Pacific trade agreement that will support American jobs and boost American wages, and passing a budget that will make sure all of America's priorities are funded without resorting to shutdown threats.
He says much needs to be done before the Congress departs for another hiatus in anticipation of the November elections. And the Obama administration's proposal to admit 110,000 refugees next year has triggered a vocal Republican opposition and perked up an old question of how many refugees can the United States take in without straining its financial resources. The answer depends on who you talk to. Refugee Council USA, a coalition of refugee advocacy organizations, said last month that they called on the administration to admit 200,000 refugees in the coming year, up from 85,000 this year. Betsy Fisher, the policy director for the International Refugee Assistance Project, a New York-based advocacy group, says she thinks 200,000 is a good number as it's a tiny percentage of the U.S. population and a relatively small proportion of individuals who were in need of resettlement. President's Republican opponents contend that even current levels of refugee admissions are unacceptable. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.